Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's talk sports with Mike Max and Maxie again. Just exciting to see Max Kepler kind of carry the team on his back along at Barrios and they get the win last night. He gets three home runs. He had a shot at four.
Yeah, got a hit, didn't get it, gets the fourth home run, but, you know, he's scuffling, and Max is a guy that, you know, when he came up, great athletic ability, Paul Molitor always liked him, and then going into last year, I think it was, that he was really feeling the pressure of, you know, can I make it in the big leagues or not, and, you know, yeah, I'm athletic, and yeah, I can do these things, but can I convert that into being a good enough hitter and everyday player to make it in this league, and he had a kind of a breakout year last year, and then got the contract extension before the season started, of course, this year. And then things were going well. And all of a sudden, and this is baseball, this is life, he's mired in an 0-for-21 slump. And I'm sure that internally, you know how baseball hard it is on you mentally, Dave. You start asking yourself all those same questions. Am I good enough? What's wrong? Will I ever get out of this? And then to hit that first, you know, lead off the game with home run last night. And Bauer's a good pitcher. He throws a lot of different pitches a lot of different ways. And he sat on some pitches. And, I mean, that was really a professional game for him to do that, carry his team.
Bauer and Barrios, boy, that was a great matchup last night. So tonight we got Detroit, Maxie, and I know Cleveland hadn't hit a ton of home runs before they met the Twins. What do you think of Detroit? They're not hitting a ton either.
No, they've been a little disappointing in terms of, you thought they might be coming back, and they had a terrible homestand a couple weeks ago where they went, I think, 0-for-9, and those are killers, of course, basically take you out of the race. So you worry a little bit for Gardy there, because Ron Gardner are trying to pull this team through it, and a lot of other guys that we know on that staff, with Joe Bava and Rick Anderson and Steve Little, et cetera. So they look like a young team that doesn't have much of an identity right now. You know, Miguel Cabrera is the feature piece in the Hall of Famer, and he's not what he used to be, and he's not driving the ball like he used to. And so they've kind of run out of ammunition there when they traded Verlander and Martinez a few years ago, and that's okay, but then you got to bring it back up with some young players that can start to give your fan base hope, and they've got a little bit of that, but not a lot. Castellanos hasn't done a lot. He was going to get a bigger contract than he offered than he did. So they're just struggling out there, and that's a tough place to be. We've seen that with the Twins over the years. Those are years where it's hard to find answers and hope sometimes.
Lynx beat the Phoenix Mercury 58-56 last night. Toronto's a Golden State tonight in the NBA. St. Louis beat Boston in the Stanley Cup, takes a 3-2 lead in that one, a 2-1 score. Maxie, I did want to mention, you and I have talked a fair amount about the girls' softball tournament down at Caswell Park there in North Mankato, where they do a great job year after year hosting that thing. But I got a little nugget here for you, and I don't know if you knew this, because you know everything. Every time I bring something up, you already know it. But it says Becky Mockin, the Lord coach.
Yeah.
Also, and they're in the championship, I believe, today, if I'm not mistaken. Rochester Lord is taking on Norwood Young America. Anyway, the Lord coach also was a player coach for a national slow pitch champion. And guess who she coached on that team?
Who's that?
Shannon Konepke.
No.
Our general manager.
Shannon used to play on that team?
She was a national champ, Shannon was.
I didn't know that. I knew she played softball. Well, my gosh.
How about
that? I didn't know anything about that. I knew she was a good softball player, but I didn't know they reached those heights, man, down there in Southern Mini, the Southeastern. They play a pretty good brand of softball, I can tell you that.
The pride of Fountain, Minnesota.
She's got vested interest in this one, huh?
I would hope the Fountain paper had a big story in that back in the day, and it wasn't really that long ago. But anyway, congratulations to that was pretty cool. I just thought that was kind of a fun nugget.
Maybe we're going to have to get the old CCO team together now that we know our general manager can play.
Do you remember in 94 there was a strike and we had a softball game, an impromptu softball game over at the Metrodome, and it was just kind of let's play this game, and it turned into the morning show against the afternoon show, and it was Cannon versus us here in the mornings, and he started recruiting people like Ken Herbeck, so we recruited John Castino. Then he would recruit Gene Larkin, so we recruited, Tony Oliva.
Who got Mike Lynch in that deal? Because he worked for both morning and afternoon.
Mike, you played for the afternoon team, didn't you?
Actually, I played for 1 year. I played for the morning team. Another year, I played for the afternoon team because
you're like,
you got traded. You're a bit of a politician.
Well, no, they drew
you're a bit of a fence straddler, aren't you?
No, what happened is they drew straws, and the loser had to take me.
And so, Max, should we go over and practice? Mike and Strami and me and Karen Falloon and Roger Erickson. We go over and we take a little batting practice, and it was just a kick. But anyway. The game ended up being a 9-8 game, and it got intense about the middle of the game.
Was that when Dark Star was pitching?
Oh, he took one off the noggin.
Oh. I remember that now. Yeah. He never looked the same.
Yeah, he didn't remember it. I thought he was dead between you and me. He went down, and then he moves up to pitch closer, and I'm going, Dark, don't do that.
Oh, Dark, man. Yeah, that was his position, pitcher. We used to tell Sid when Dark was gone that he was playing in a national tournament, softball tournament in Hawaii. And Sid believed him.
Yeah,
I believed us. And every time he was gone, we'd say, oh, yeah, because they won the last one. And Sid would say things like, I can't believe that fat tub of lard can play third base, okay?
Oh, God. Yeah, you just once you got Sid hooked, you keep going.
You got to know how to reel it. Yep.
You remember it was up in the press box. It was the Vikings versus the Packers at the Metrodome. And it was you and me and Dark and Sid standing back at the popcorn machine. So back there, you can't quite see the field. And it was the opening ceremonies. And all of a sudden, whoever's doing the PA back in the day goes, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the Bare Naked Ladies. And Sid shot to the front of the press box. I look back at you guys and said, you going to tell him or should I? And so I go up on why I poke him on the shoulder after he continues to search to scan the crowd for the Bare Naked Ladies. And I said, Sid, it's a rock band. And he looks at me and goes, oh.
I knew that.
And yeah, I knew that. And then he came back to the popcorn machine. You remember that, don't you?
Okay. My popcorn. He started eating again like nothing had happened.
Okay. Well, anyway, now we've completely diverted. So we got a lot of stuff going on this weekend. You got to pace yourself. You got a million things going on. And then Lindsay gets her number retired too, right?
Lindsay and Joe Mauer weekend coming up here next weekend. Lots of stuff coming up. But Lindsay, they'll retire tomorrow. And aptly so, number 13 for all she did for the WNBA and beyond. And obviously she transitioned into the world of college basketball. But that'll be a good send-off for her tomorrow at Target Center.
Yeah, hard not to like both those people off yep. when you see them and get a chance to chat. I just saw Joe this week, Maxie, but they're just good quality people, so that's cool
yep.
stuff. Hey, you have a great weekend. Pace yourself.
I will do that. Thanks, Dave.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.